This is Monk Ellen speaking, and I have the topic, A Wonder Life. A Wonder Life. Recently, I was going to visit a person in hospital, and when I arrived in the hospital, the person had just passed away. And standing in front of this lady, all kinds of thoughts came up in my mind. And especially, I was thinking, where is her spirit? What is life all about? And where are her thoughts? Where are her thoughts? That is what I continuously ask myself. And where are thoughts coming from at all? And for quite a while I was boggling my mind with these questions. And then I said, well, the relative world, the human world, is based on thoughts. That every thought I think brings an effect in my life. And the law of cause and effect brings these effects in my life. The law of cause and effect is a tool I'm using while playing the game of being human. Now, what is with the law of cause and effect when I appear to be dead? When I appear to be dead, because life continues, life is eternal. But what is eternal? Spirit is eternal. So what is with the thoughts? What is with the law of cause and effect? We say the law of cause and effect is co-eternal with God, is co-eternal with God. So it exists eternally. It exists eternally as a tool. But what is when this life, this relative life, is only an illusion? What does the law of cause serve for this illusionary world, for this game I'm playing here? And here I'm really still thinking and asking myself questions. Where are the thoughts coming from? Well, the thoughts are coming from the universal consciousness. And life can be animate or inanimate. So I am actually animating my thoughts out of the state of being. I'm animating my thoughts. And then it's up to me how to live my life. What kind of life do I want to live? And it's interesting, I came up with the story of Adam and Eve in paradise. When they were in paradise, they had really the Garden of Eden to their disposition, and they could just have a wonderful life just being. But that life of unlimitedness, so I see it, was actually taken away by themselves, by their own choice, by their choice of going to the tree, the forbidden tree, which is all symbolically spoken. A symbol. So they made a choice in their, from their absolute, or from their total beingness, from their maybe archetypal livingness, they made a choice to become relative because they did what they shouldn't have done. It's all symbolically spoken in the Bible, but it's something which gives me still to think, how did we come away from our absolute state to play the game of being relative, which is an illusion. We are really pretending to be human, and while we are divine, and that's why we here at the University of Healing speak our word and miracles happen, and it's really a wonder life when I can emphasize the reality of my life, when I can speak my word to who I am really, and how important it is to speak it continuously. That's why we say no television and no radio and no newspaper, because they take me away from who I really am and from these pure thoughts. I can only live this wonder life, this pure life, this archetypal being who I am, when I put all my dedication and my discipline and my determination and diligence and the one-pointedness on who I am really. And I am God. That's my reality. And if I have chosen to play this game, these relative games, these thoughts, chosen to think whatever I think or have thought, now I'm at the point to say, do I want these thoughts? Do I want this limitation? Or do I want to say, I know that I know that I know God in me is the answer? I had yesterday a young man from Florida calling, and he said, oh, I love your philosophy. I am just in love what you're doing and your ministerial manual. It's great. And I'm trying to teach what you teach. I'm God, God I am. But the people are fighting me. And I said, well, go slowly. Don't just say right away, I'm God, God I am. Because people don't want to say that I'm God, because then they need to take responsibility that they are God. Just say, this is the universal power, and we call it God. And if you don't want to call it God, call it love, call it anything you want. And then he said, I love it, I love it, I love it. But, you know, I have in 10 minutes, I have a conference, because I am the principal of a school here in Florida. And I have somebody who's fighting me as the principal, and he's arguing and trying to really knock me down. How should I handle this? Well, our life is a wonder life when we have the perfect thoughts in our hands and in our mind and are in control. So I told him, first of all, say I'm peace. And then go and say, I say the right words in the right moment. I'm divinely guided. And especially, do not argue. Just agree with your adversary quickly. Oh, gracious me, she said, that's wonderful. I'm ready to go. And I said, just remember, don't argue. Just be humble and harmonious with your people around you, and you will be the winner. You will be the winner. And so that's what life is all about. When we are in charge of our thoughts and think these beautiful thoughts, which we are here practicing at the University of Healing at the Absolute Monastery, saying, I like me, I'm God, I'm whole and perfect, and live in this ideal, perfect spirit, mind, and body, miracles happen. And it doesn't matter really where the thoughts are coming from. Important is that I am in charge of them, and that I like me and I like my world. And so it is.